Okay, we're picking up seven lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored. Le'ula Nishmas Shlamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Sharav Naliyah. So the Gemara had just shown us that the Shita of the Rabbanan that said that the Iser to shaves were specifically using a ta'ar, which is a razor. And then we had to do that the Mitzorah had to be done with a tar. So the Gemara assumes, is that so pashut? Now the Gemara is asking me, Mai, where do we assume that a Mitzorah has to be done with a tar, with a razor? Maybe they don't. So now again, seven lines from the bottom of Memon. Beis Mimai. Where do we learn that a Mitzorah shaving has to be done with a razor? Dilma la'olam afil likto b'malaket urehitani nami mitzvah ka'avid. Maybe you could assume that even if he removes the Mitzorah's hair with other things that are not as close cut, like it's translated as a plane literally, he also is going to be fulfilling the Mitzorah's chiyuv of shaving himself, like that the Mitzorah has a chiyuv to do. So then, the Rabbanan just said that Galach is not able to use the planes. The Gemara says, "V'al kasi lashmunan," but the Gemara says that, and therefore, "Tafilu b'tar l'mechayev aleha," that if the Mitzorah used a tar, he's not going to be chayev. Meaning, really, it works to use this other rihetani to be able to shave yourself. And if you use a tar, which you would have thought maybe because a tar is normally an Isser D'oraisa, so that's why over here it's going to be mutter to use it in the case of a Mitzorah. So the Gemara answers, Amre, isagadaitach ki avid nami bimalakit or tani shapir dami. You're going to tell me that if a person does the Mitzorah, shaves it with all these different methods that are not included of a razor, so then, lishto kraminei, so the Torah should not mention the case of a beard specifically, v'anamina, and then I would be able to learn, umad gabi nazir disur ka'avid, when a nazir, who generally is doing an isser by becoming a nazir, the very fact that he became a nazir, as we mentioned earlier, from Daf Gimel, that a person who becomes a nazir is doing something aser, the fact that he became a nazir is called a chote. So then if the nazir is doing it, afilu hachi mechayev, we see that he's obligated to shave his head, though it's normally aser, by shaving his head during when he's the taglacha satara, the nazir is also cutting off his payas, which ordinarily, again, is an isser d'oraisa. So even if we do not know that a nazir must use a tar for using his head, we still can see that his obligation to shave his head is going to override a normal isser. Similarly, then we could come out that when it comes to the Mitzorah, also a Mitzorah may be used with a tar, with a razor, since his obligation to be shaving is going to be doche, the losa say against shaving the beard. So at this point, the Rosh points out, though, that the Gemara doesn't differentiate between a chiyuv that is going to be doing a lav, as opposed to, meaning when you have esse doche losa say, we're going to see in a moment, if you're able to avoid the los hase, should you? So that gets into the question of what's called hutra v'tuchil, I'll get to in a moment. So the Gemara says, afilo achi mechayev, that even here, you're normally, again, it's going to be mutter. Normally, you have a chiyuv to do so, even though you're violating an isur, because when it comes to a mitzvah, where shaving is part of his mitzvah, and he didn't necessarily do, unlike becoming a nazir, a mitzvah be'etzem, apparently it's not something which is a sin, meaning we know that a person gets nazir, gets a ra'as, right, the famous idea from the Isra of Lashon Hara, but still, he didn't voluntarily become a mitzvah. Nobody wants to have this leprosy thing, this disease, it's similar to leprosy, whatever. Nobody wants it, so therefore, he didn't choose it upon himself, and now he has this mitzvah, so then for sure, we're going to say kol shekein, that it would override the Isra of shaving the peah of your beard as zekanam. So therefore, if we have the kavachomer, if it's allowed by a nazir, then kol shekin it should be allowed by a mitzvah. Now turning on to the next amud v'su, and the Gemara assumes also further that a mitzvah must use a tar, use the razor, because isal gadaitach ki avin melakid or tani, that it's going to be enough to do it with different types of not exactly razor, not as close cut, but a plane that doesn't get as close. Mitzvah ka'avid midalok siv tar. So if you're able to fulfill that mitzvah not through a razor, so then the Gemara is going to assume that you should not use a razor. You're not allowed to. Kish Lakish, as Reish Lakish has told us, damar kamakam shatemotze esse velosase, where you have an essay overriding elosase imatiyacha lekayem eshneyem mutav. If you're able to not violate the lav, that you should not violate the lav. Im lav only where it's not possible, like mila bitzaras. So the only way to be Mekai in the mitzvah of the race of Mila on the 8th day when the baby has saras is, or if a gadol didn't have a bris yet, and has to do with bris, is to get rid of the taras, which is normally an iser d'oraisa. So the only way to do that is to do the mitzvah. That's when we assume that's esse d'chalos ase. However, where it's able to be mekayim both, yave esse v'yitchalos ase. So then we have the mitzvah's ase being docha the los ase. That is a few points to just touch upon over here, is that we see a very big yesod, is that there's a concept called in halacha and that brings down by this farm, is what's called hutra versus dechuya. Is this thing totally mutter for me to be doing? Or is it something that should try to be avoided as best as possible? Only when I cannot, then I should be avoiding it. Meaning, like, let's say, for example, like tuma hutra b'tzibar. So is that a lechatchila or not? So everyone should do everything they can to not become tamei when it's already hutra b'tzibar or not? That's a shayla. Or like another example that's popping into my head is that we have what's called a kli shemalachto le'iser. If I have a hammer on Shabbos, which is a kli shemalachto le'iser, right? So I have a hammer on Shabbos, it's a kli generally used towards building, and that's why it's asur mitzad mukta. So now I need it to crack open my nuts on Shabbos. I don't have a nutcracker opener, so I need to crack open my nuts. I want to eat them. So that's mutter, because that's kli shemalachto le'iser, which is letzorech. Gufo, I'm using it for a heter purpose. So the shayla in the poskim is, or letzorech makoma, let's say it's on my table and I want to eat, I have a mukta item that's a kli shemalachto le'iser, a pen, and it's disrupting my Shabbos suda, so I'm allowed to move it. So the shayla in the poskim is that what's called also hutra dechuya. Is that totally lechachila, or should I try to avoid it? Right, if I'm sitting on one edge of the table and I want to learn and put my sefer there and the pen is there, so then is it better just to sit two steps over, to sit two chairs over, and avoid moving my pen? Is that also, that's what's called hutra dechuya. Some poskim say, no, it's totally hetar gemara. You could sit where you are, you don't have to worry, just move the pen over and put your gemara down. Or others say, no, that it's tried to be avoided as much as possible, and only when you need it, as much as possible, only when you need it, when it's really a tzorech, then should you be doing so? So here also, when it gets into the crux of the issue, that Rabbi Reish Lakish is telling us that when it comes to esse docha los ase, it still should be avoided, that a person should try his best to be able to try to avoid the los ase. When it's not possible, then for sure, we're going to assume the esse is docha los ase. Just in machshava, by the way, the idea of esse is docha los ase is because doing a mitzvah in general represents rachamim, and avoiding a lav is usually din. So we assume that always when a push comes to shove, we want the rachamim is always misgaber over the din, which is why the din of a mitzvah, an essay docha los asay, that's how the svarim bring it down, why the primis advarim, why an essay is docha los asay. So that's a very important point over here. Once already on the topic, it's a very short daf, so I could get into it just for a minute, is that generally it's usher obviously to use a razor on the peaz zekanam, the corners of your face, which is, it is a shayla exactly where it is. So, using a scissor in those areas is, according to many, understand that it's going to be mutter, because using scissors is not a problem of cutting directly with a razor on your face. So that is not, that's what we see over here. Melaket and Reitani are similar things. So the shayla that comes with manazeh is using a razor fully, for sure, is an iser d'oraisa, that's clear. But to the nowadays, the new technology that they have is using an electric shaver. So where does that fall into? An iser d'oraisa is a ta'ar. And then in the middle is this, and using scissors is okay, according to most, even in the five areas we don't know. So that we have this middle ground is using a shaver, because is it fully, they actually advertise, if you look like they're all used to advertise that it's just as good as a razor. So that if their advertisement was correct, everybody would agree, Pasha doesn't, the question doesn't get off the ground, that that's an iser, right? So you're not allowed to use a shaver. The question is, if you really look into the Matzias, that's the big shaila that the poskim have been dealing with, or Moshe, in many were machmir. Moshe famously was he was matir. Someone once told me a story, I think I heard from Rabbi Leibowitz once, that someone wanted to, Moshe usually is very, very nice and generous about giving his time to write haskama to a sefer. So one time somebody wanted to write a sefer, and write a sefer that he was going to be on asering shavers, and Moshe refused to give him a haskama. That's how I heard the story. But at the same time, I also heard, I think I heard from Simon, this is different, I'm sorry, that Moshe also, if you look in the Gross Moshe, I don't think, I never looked myself to see the tshuva inside, because I don't think there is one. I think I heard this from Simon once, that the Rav Moshe, because he thought that the tzura of a yid is you should try to have a beard. He didn't want to write it beferish. Of course, when you asked him, you'd be matir. But to write so in paper and writing, he didn't think he didn't want to necessarily be doing so. But Rav Moshe definitely was matir. So that's what the Bina Gadol in America, for those who rely on it, is definitely they want to have Moshe's great shoulders. But the shayla does become, you really should make sure that I don't know the Matzias in the recent years, but they said that because with the way technology in general, everything is working, is getting more and more improved. So the way that they're doing the current, the new electric shavers is that they basically have been able to basically come out with this technology to basically completely smooth out the blades, and they come as basically extremely close to the skin, to the point where it might even be called a ta'ar. So a person obviously has to be very careful. It's not just a stump. You just go to pick out any electric shaver. This is a real halachic shayla. And we're talking about an iser deraisa, not just a, you know, it's a very chamor thing. So you should just make sure that the shavers that you're using are approved by whoever it is, whoever your postik is, to, again, there's different, Heinemann, I think, is more makel in general. There's definitely more makel shitas out there, just, but make sure that at least according to your rav or whoever you generally follow, that they are matir, the current shaver, the new one that you're thinking about buying, in that point. Okay, so just just parenthetically about shaving when it comes to, and also esed echalosasi. So now the Gemara goes back to here that we established that this is the source for the Rabbanan, that clearly you have to use a tar. You must use a tar, a razor, for the case of mitzora. So now the Gemara is wondering, where do I know this for Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, my time. Rabbi Eliezer was on the Mishnah on Daf Mem on Beis, right? And also in Mishnah and Malkus. He tells us that a person is going to be chayav Malkus for Riatani as well, using this type of plane. So in his opinion, so when the Torah tells you that it's not just in our mamash hashchasa, but it's going to be usher. So the Gemara wonders, Rabbi Lezer's source for acquiring a ta'ar from a Torah, because he doesn't hold that you're going to be chayav for the beard and that, so maybe also you should be able to use less than a ta'ar from a Torah. So the Gemara points out, he learns it out, yalef merosho, he learns it out from the extra words of rosho. It's extra. Because Tisanya, the Bryce already told, we had this Bryce before, Rosho Matan Lamar, what do I learn from Lashon of Rosho? His head specifically, meaning Zakano is not only the extra, because Rosho, his head, is also extra, since the hair of his head is also included in the general Isser of the fact that all of the Matzora's hair, called Asaro, has to be cut. So why do I need head and near Zakano? So we learn, so the Fitch Namar Gabi Nazir, Tar Loyavar al Rosho, it says by a Nazir, a razor is not allowed to be placed on his head. So then, I would have thought Yachol Af Nazir Metzora Kin. I would have thought it's possible that even a Nazir's Metzora is going to have the same Isser. You might think that when a Metzora is also a Nazir in the midst of his Nazirus, then you're not allowed to shave his head when he's becoming a Tzara'as L'Tahara. So that's what I would have thought. So the Metzora shaving requirement would have been fulfilled on the other hair of the body, which a Nazir is permitted to shave. Tamad Lomar Rosho. So it says specifically Rosho to emphasize that a Metzora's head also has to be shaved, even if he's in the middle of his Naziris, when normally that would be an Isser D'Oraisa. So that's what we learn over. That's what we learn from this limud. So now Rosho is needed to tell us that the Isser of Naziris is not applied to the case of a Metzora who needs to shave his head. That's what we learn. So now the Gemara is going weiter. The Gemara is saying that when it comes to Metzora, we see that a razor must be used. Otherwise, there would be no problem to use a razor to use a Malakir Ratani on his head, because that would be fine. So we see that really a tar is Maki for his head. So the Gemara asks Mamai, where do I see that the Matsura's shaving must be done with a razor? Maybe you could say that if he uses it with a plane, not a full-fledged shaver, that's going to be okay. You're going to say, why do I need the expression of his head to tell you it's mutter for a nazir and mitzvah with a razor? To tell you that if you use a tar, it's going to be okay. Because I would have thought, since in the case of a Nazir who is not a Mitzorah, the lacha is, if he does shave his head with a razor, he's going to be Chayav Malkus. Chayav Mitzorah, not Mil Chayav. In the case where you have a Nazir who is a Mitzorah, he's also going to be Chayav if he shaves his head with a razor. So the Torah therefore goes out of its way to tell you that this is not the case, and a Mitzorah who is a Nazir may shave his head with a razor. So therefore then the question comes back, so how does Rabbi Lezer know that a Mitzorah's shaving requires a Ta'ar? How does he know that it requires a razor? So the Gemara answers, because you're going to have the assumption that someone who does a Mitzorah shaving with various types of Malakit Ratani, not a razor, Mitzvah Ka'avid Medelo Kosav Star, because it's going to be a Mitzvah because you don't have a razor. So then we're going to have the problem of Kirish Lakish. The Rish Lakish, so then you shouldn't be allowed to use a Tar, because if the Torah tells you a way which you're able to Mekayin the Mitzvah through a Malakit Ratani, these different planes, and not using a razor, so then you'd have a Chiyav to do so according to Rish Lakish. So therefore, it can't be that I'd be allowed to use a ta'ar. So the Gemara says, so that was a good answer for Rabbi Lezer as well. So now the Gemara wants to learn the Rabbanan. What do we learn with Rosho? Rabbanan hai Rosho my darshbe, because we just learned out from Rabbi Lezer that was teaching you need a ta'ar. But what is, because they already learned that from the fact of Zikano, so they don't need it from Rosho. So they have an extra riboy, an extra word in the pasuk of Rosho, what are they be able to learn with it? So the Gemara says, lav dakafa. They needed to teach you that a metzorah shaving should override the general iser against rounding his head. Desanya, literally rounding. He has loza kifu pa'as rosh eichem. You should not round the corner of your head. Yachal af metzorah kein. It should be possible to think that even a metzorah is the same iser. Tamad lomar rosho. The Torah says rosho to teach you that the head of metzorah must be shaved, and the ordinary iser to do so is going to be doch nidche. It's going to be removed from this mitzvah. So therefore, we learn over here that Rosho is telling you that generally, when you have a mitzvah saseh, which is going to be not possible, so then it's obviously going to be docha the lo saseh. That's what we learn. So the Gemara says, lama lechtav Rosho, so then why don't I need the pasuk to say Rosho? Tipele mezakana, but let them learn this out from this beard. We learn already that eseh is docha lo saseh from the fact that his beard needs to be done with a razor. This Tanya, as we learn, zakano, what do I learn out? The Torah says a Matzora has to shave his head with a tar. Matamod lomar, it says that the corner of his beard should not shave. Yachal af metzora kein. I would have said that even a metzora is going to have the same iser, and his beard may not be shaved when he is purified from tzara'as. Tamad lomar zekana. We learn over here that his beard teaches you that a metzora's beard must be shaved, and you have to do it with a tar. So we learn that a mitzvah's essay, dochelos essay, applies to his beard. So we see that metzora's shaving overrides the iser against shaving the corner of your beard, and we can learn that there's a mitzvah deresa is going to supersede and override a lo sase. So from over here. So then why do I need lamin lecht of rosha of lamin lecht of zakana? We learn the same principle of mitzvah's essay, docha lo sase. Why do I need both? That's bad some of the Gemara's question. I just want to point out that the Mefarshim explained very nicely what the different, the Rishonim, the Mefarshim in the Torah, why is it be'etzem also usher to cut the pad zakanam? Once we're just asking about pad zakanam. So the Ibn Ezra, he has a suggestion that when the Torah says, his lashon is a tam haskir lo sakifu pasur sheichem, it's kemai se goyim. Firstly, it's the way the goyim do it. So it's to show that we don't do like the Jewish, it's a Jewish look, ki'ilu. Leos mavdalei mehem. So that's the sort of dvarim. It's similar to what we were saying before, for Shem Rav Moshe, that's like to leave it out is a Jewish look. Although nowadays I think it's like a hipster thing. A lot of people have beards. Okay, but this is another beautiful thing that the beard is something that's a splendor. It looks very nice on a person. It's not appropriate to destroy something which Hashem gave us. It's a very nice idea. I just thought to go with that idea that it's a very nice thing Hashem gave us. We shouldn't be destroying it. Hashchasav, getting rid of something which is beautiful. Hashem gives you the beautiful things in life. We shouldn't be wasting it. We should appreciate all of the things that Hashem gives us. The Rambam also similarly says, also similar to not be like the goyim. Very interesting thing. And others, there's a fascinating, I think Rabbeinu Bechaya has a pshat that I think, if I'm not mistaken, this Rabbeinu Bechaya, that he says that the reason is because it's to dafka differentiate between men and women. We don't want a man looking like a woman, a woman looking like a man, so they should have different looks. That's why it's usher for a man to shave that area. Okay, anyway, so back to over here. So the Gemara says, why do I need both? Again, we learn out mitzvahs, essay dochelos, essay already from over here. So it says the Gemara, Trichi, I need both, because the ikaz rachmana zikano, velokos of roisho. Had the Torah only said zikano and not roisho. Havamina, hakafas, kola rosh, loshme hakafa. I would have thought that cutting all of the hair is not called is not called rounding it, and that's going to be permitted. I would have thought that the iser against literally cutting off the corners of your beard is to remove it and leave the rest of his hair intact. But if someone shaves his entire head, I would have thought that that's not called rounding his corners because you're just cutting everything off. That's why I needed to say his head, that the entire head is also going to be usher. Now, this is also to get for people who, by the way, start bowling, want to shave their whole head. That's a big problem because you have the side of your over there, not allowed to leave it that close. So we learn from over here that if shaving the entire head were in fact mutter, the Torah would not have had to specifically tell us that it's permitted for the mitzvah's shaving. Since the Torah says that Rosho is his head, in order to teach you that it's mutter to shave the mitzvah's head, it therefore comes out that shaving the entire head is normally, in a normal circumstance, is going to be usher. And then we learn out from Rosho, then we're going to learn out that it's going to apply to that case. It's not extra. And then we're going to learn from Zekano to learn out that that it's essay dochelos essay. The ikas of rosha velos kas of Zekano. And if the Torah told you that it said his head, but not written his beard, havamina mashma tarte. I would have thought that the two things are both indicated. The asi essay vedochelos essay. I would have said that it's essay dochelos essay. Since, right, the Torah tells you that the Matzora's head has to be shaved, in violation of a normal iser, so that's eser dechelos hasei, and I would have learned out mashma da kafas kol rosh shmei kafa, and that is called something which is since I would have told you that it's going to be mutter ve'akasi betar minalan. So still, where would I learn that a mitzvah shaving has to be done with a tar? Where do I learn that? So regardless of how the hair of the Matzora's head is removed, so that normally is going to be an Isser, I would have thought maybe over here it's going to be not necessarily done with the razor. So that's why I needed to say your beard to tell you that the Matzora's shaving must be done with the razor. That's where we're learning it out. So therefore, we learn that one is chayav for shaving the corners of the beard only when he's shaving with a tar, and therefore the Torah goes out of its way to tell you it's mutar to shave the Matzora's beard. We see that the Matzora's beard also requires the way which would normally be usher, which is the hainu, a razor. That's what we learn from over here. When we ask Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Lezer says that the lashon of Rosho was teaching you that a Matzora must shave with a razor. Where would he know this from? Tosos is very bothered by this. Tosos, the Gemara's question is very problematic. Rabbi Lezer uses the specification of Rosho to teach you that a Matzora's shaving requires a razor, but that is obviously, it's based on the whole concept of Rabbi Lezer, was the fact that an essay is doche a los assay. So what in the world was the Havamina? That was clearly assuming that was part of, that was the whole yesod of his shita. So it's obvious that a mitzvah's essay is doche a los assay based on his whole limud that he has. So Tosfos give one answer that the Gemara's question is based on the fact that on Amud Aleph we had there, but Lezer says that Rosho is referring to a Matzora who is a Nazir rather than a regular Matzora. So therefore, the shaving of a regular Matzora is going to be an Isser Dereisa of being Mashris, the right rounding off the corners of his head. So therefore, I would have thought that maybe that case is going to be different. That's the answer Tosfos says. Okay, very interesting question. So the Gemara says, so where does he learn it? Either a Yalef Migdilim. He learns it out from the Mitzvah Dereisa of Tzitzis. The Pasuk says, Lo Tilbash Shatnez, Temer Bishnim Yachtav, don't wear Shatnez. Right after the Pasuk says, Gdilim Tasilach. So we learn out from the Smichus of the same Pasuk, that we learn out that the Torah is telling you that Tzitzis does not, the Isra Dereisa of Shatnez does not apply to Tzitzis. The wool and linen together does not apply to Tzitzis. Turning on to Men Bezim at Aleph, as the Gemara continues, Ha Gdilim Tasilach Mehem. However, as we learn out that you should make for yourself Tzitzis, in the case of Shatnez, that's going to be mutter with tzitzis. So if you have a four-cornered garment with a linen garment, and you're going to put on wool tzitzis strings, that is going to be mitzvah because esse doche lo sase. That is the shita, and that would be the source of the ledger that esse doche lo sase normally. So since we have a little more time, we'll go a little bit weiter. Amar mar, v'kulam shegilchul shelo betar o shishu shtei saros lo asav lo klum. Any of them who shaved with the razor or left some hairs unshaved, they have not accomplished anything. So the Gemara says, "Amar Vacha Breiter Vika Zosameres Rubo Kekula Medoreset." The normal halacha is Rubo Kekula, that you have a majority is like the entire thing. This is a principle we use in many different circumstances. Let's say even just in a rove of treif and meat. That's a classic example. And if you have more, right? If it's a davar yavish. Let's say we go off the rove. We have three pieces of meatballs, three meatballs, a turn chashev, and two of them are kosher, one is not. So the halacha is that Rubo Kekula. We assume all of them are kosher. So that's the whole shaila. Can you eat all three at the same exact time? As many of Rishonim say, yes, I think it's Shulchan Aruch. I remember, I think we may even go like that. I have to double check the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the halacha. And a role, let's say, by Dayanim. You have two Dayanim passing one way, another. That's also a Rubo Kekula. So where do we learn that that's the Raisa from over here? Why? The Pasuk says, the Nazir has to shave off he has to shave off all of his head. So what does that mean? Obviously, it meant all of it. Hachu da'adi kekulo. Here, only in this Pasuk, the Torah tells you to go out of its way to shave all of his head by a Nazir. However, that implies the rest of the Torah, haba alma rubo kakulo. Generally, if he does most of it, that's considered enough. If rubo kakulo, that's going to be enough. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Maskil, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mir Tashem, and tomorrow's stuff.